بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. We have been discussing this ayat for quite a few days now, and there is a lot of detail with regard to this ayat. With regard to this ayat, where Allah Ta'ala says, Deen, Allah has completed deen for us. That is our way of life. That is every aspect of our life. Our private life, our public life, our business, everything. So that end is when this was in the lives of the Muslims, the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'in, and those who followed them for roughly about 1,000 years. This ruled the world. Islam ruled the world, and the world carried on, and the world carried on, and there was great progress all the time. The needs of people were fulfilled very comfortably, and people lived a good life. It was just in the last 300-400 years ago that the claims were made that the state is different and God is different. So give to the state, give to the government what belongs to the government, and give to God what belongs to God. That was Julius Caesar who had made that, and from that in all religions they separated. Now before, religion controlled everything. In even a Christian country, religion controlled everything. But after that, it is the last 300-400 years now, the two things have separated. So in any way, Islam is that complete way of life. Now, so today those people who follow those people, Lenin, Marx, etc., and all that, they have that opinion that Islam is a barrier for material progress. That is, if you follow Islam, you cannot progress materially. So with regard to that, an explanation is given that there are four things which are basically the requirements for material progress. One is farming, by which all the things are farmed, people eat from there. The other is business, which is common also. And the third is the manufacturing of things, industries, etc. And the fourth is the labor force, the labor that is required for that. So with regard to all these four things, Islam has not only permitted it, but encouraged it also. Lot of encouragement is given in all these four fields. And regulations and rules are discussed about all these four things. So when that is the case, then Islam can never ever be a barrier for progress. When Islam has encouraged this also, farming, business, etc. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told one person who was begging that, have you got anything? He had something, he brought it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam auctioned it, and with that money told him to go and buy an X or something, and told him to earn his own money. So in this way, this was all encouraged, that a person earns his own money, etc., and he lives a proper life. So Islam was never a barrier, but Islam encouraged and put the regulations. Now with regard to the regulations which Islam has put, that we have to see whether they are barriers or not. So for example, when governments also have made laws, every government in the whole world has made robbing, stealing a crime, and also earning money by bribery, etc., and many other things also. Now this also, if you have individuals, can see the individual who steals, who robs, he makes a lot of money. So he can also object and say that this law is not right, because this is how I earn my living, and now this law is a barrier for me to earn my living and for me to progress. But no sane person will agree with that. It might be, and there is some benefit for some individual, but for generally for the public there isn't. So like that, man knows and has made laws according to his intelligence and what he knows. And Allah Ta'ala has made law according to Allah's knowledge, which supersedes everything. So Allah Ta'ala has made certain laws which are also haram, like for example interest. for example, gambling, etc. Many governments now permit gambling. By law, it is allowed to gamble. But any sane person will see, though there may be some benefit for some people, but for the whole society, there is harm. So Allah Ta'ala has made laws which encompass everything. So there is no law in Islam that stops a person from any material progress. A person can live a proper dini life, and in fact a proper dini life is that life in which there is material progress also. No, Islam has given preference, don't give preference to this dunya's life. This is just a temporary thing. But the very fact that Islam has made zakat compulsory, that means a person can accumulate wealth. That Islam has made hajj compulsory, that means a person, and hajj is only for those who can afford it, that is the rich. So Islam has permitted this. When Islam has made hajj faras, has made zakat faras, it is permitted to for material wealth to be kept by a person. But preference must be given to the eternal life of the akhirah. So Islam in no way is in any way that stops material progress at all. In fact, it encourages it, and it the full material progress is permitted in an Islamic government and Islamic rule. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen fully and properly, and understand that Islam is really a complete way of life and sees to everything of our needs. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.